When you tell people no and you take control of your schedule, you will be way more effective and way more profitable.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. Today, I'm coming to you live from in the wild. I'm at Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. Little known fact here, they used to film Baywatch here, of all things. Home of a surf competition at the beginning of November. And a pretty cool place to hang out and watch the world go by. Today, it's a little bit breezy. I'm 20 feet from the ocean, so you may hear the waves. I'm right under the flight pattern of a helicopter school. So you might hear helicopters. And because there's giant sea turtles on this beach, you may hear people walking past me because they don't know that I'm doing a podcast. And last of all, it is raining and I got a canopy over my head. So you might hear the pitter-patter of the rain. And if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother me. Let's get started. Today I want to talk to you about two letters, N and O, no. And how it can really help you out to say no to people. And a lot of times we get caught up in wanting to help people, but we do it the wrong way. I've got no problem helping out. I've got no problem doing stuff for other people. But a lot of times I've shifted my focus to do it on my time and not their emergency. And what happens is a lot of times people will come to us with a project. They'll come to us with a problem. And we don't set clear boundaries and say, hey, I'll help you with it, but I can't do it right now. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody cuts off their finger, I'm not going to go, hey, I can't take you to the hospital. It doesn't fit into my schedule. I'm going to take somebody to the hospital. I'm going to call 911. I'm going to get an ambulance. I'm going to get them some help. So you got to understand that there are some different rules to this, and you've got to set them and you got to think through them. And you've got to know that people will eat up your time if you do not find it valuable. Very rarely do I take phone calls from people and have long conversations. Very rarely does that happen. If it's a good friend, if it's a coach, if it's a mentor, if it's a business partner, somebody wants to do business with me, that's a different story. But like phone calls tend to interrupt me. So I put my phone on airplane mode for an hour at a time. And the reason why I do that is because every time I get started in a project and the phone rings, I got to get back into momentum. I got to figure out where I was. And then I got to get back to what was going on. So one of the most productive places that I have in my life is coming to the beach out here on Oahu, because for the most part, nobody bothers me. Nobody talks to me. And for an hour at a time, I just type, I write, I record, I shoot videos. I get stuff done. And because I have used technology to tell people no in a way that's like not hurtful, they can leave me a voicemail message. They can text me and I'll get back to them. But I'm telling them no using technology instead of having to say it myself. I do everything I can to schedule events in advance. So, you know, there's websites like Calendly. There's different sources that you could use to have a digital calendar that somebody can get into your schedule. And I found that the more that I schedule things to get done, the easier it is to stick to the priorities that I have in life. So, like, I'm going to let you in on a secret. In 2020, I am going to upload at least one podcast every day. So by the end of the year, 2020, I'll have 365 podcasts recorded and uploaded and done. That's the goal. So I'm recording four a day while I'm out here on Oahu, because I got to fly back to Sacramento next week. So, you know, next week when I leave, I'll have 25-30 podcasts already recorded. And because I was able to tell people no, I was able to make things happen. With that being said, you know, there's a lot of times when people are going to come to you with projects, and you may be in sales. And this is a strategy that I wish I would have picked up on sooner, or I would have figured out sooner, that, you know, inside of a company, you may have somebody who's trying to prove a point, and they may be trying to build a team, and they may be trying to make something happen for themselves. So what they do is they recruit people to be in projects to prove a point. And I can think of a couple of examples in my life where I was being used as a pawn and I didn't realize it until too late. I made a mistake. Okay. I didn't realize that if I would have told somebody no, it would have netted me an extra $30,000 or $40,000 over the course of a year and a half, because I was working on a project for this person that I shouldn't have been working on. And what it was they were trying to prove a point. And if I would have really thought about it, I would have said, no, I'm not going to do this project. Just let me go out and keep selling. And there's going to be points where people come to you with projects and you got to figure out what their motive is. Why is it that they want you? What purpose does it serve? And so sometimes when somebody comes to you with a project, you got to ask questions. Okay, tell me about it. What's going on? And you got to look for the conversation that they're not willing to have, because they're not going to come out and say, hey, this is self-serving for me. I've got something that I really want to do. They're gonna sugarcoat it, and they're going to give you the best version of it. And I don't always tell people yes quickly. So recently, a very special person in my life, this guy has been a mentor to me for a long time, asked me for some help with something, and my first answer was yes. Right? I didn't even think about it. I didn't go, well, here's all the reasons why I shouldn't. I said, you know, this person's been very helpful to me. The answer is yes. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take care of it. So there's always an exception to the rule. You know, usually I put things through a filter. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Here's all the reasons why. And I find that it allows for me to be more productive. And the reason why I'm telling you this is, like, you have to set aside time to do stuff. And then somebody's going to come to you with a project or an idea, and it's going to pull you away from your time. You got to figure out how much time is involved for this thing that they want you to do. If you have something that's wearing and tearing on you for a project that somebody gave you, it's gonna hurt your momentum. It's going to hurt your path. It's going to take away from your ability to do other things. With that being said, there's another type of project you may not have thought of, and that's drama. And I have done everything in my life, everything in my power, to cut people that have drama consistently out. And there's a reason for it, because people who have drama need attention. And the attention is, they're going to tell you their problem. They're not looking for a solution. They're looking for somebody to hear. And as soon as they're done talking to you, guess what? They're going to call somebody else. And they're going to go down the phone. They're going to dial the digits. They're going to be able to find somebody. It's not going to be me. I don't need that type of drama in my life, because it ruins projects. So I say no to drama. So no to crazy projects, no to drama. Now, I'm not saying, hey, when somebody comes to you and they're struggling and they need some help, give them some help. But when somebody's coming to you consistently with drama and you're like, oh my goodness, the last time I talked to you, you talked to me for an hour. You talked to me for an hour. And I lost an hour of my time, which by the time that you figure out what it took for you to get momentum and what it took for you to get momentum back after you talked to them, was probably pretty close to an hour and a half to an hour and 40 minutes. So, and then, you know, if they left you in a funk, they totally destroyed your momentum maybe for 3 hours. So you got to stay away from people who are drama. You got to stay away from people who are constantly bringing you problems. And this is one of the cool things about putting your phone on airplane mode, is that when people can't get a hold of you and leave you drama, they got to leave you a voicemail message, or they got to give you a text, and you can go like, well, I'm going to call them back, or I'm not going to call them back. I don't need it. I have a couple of different things for you that will really help you out statistically. And this is a little bit different than telling people no, but I really wanted to include it in this episode. And what it comes down to is, know when you're most profitable. And so when I was doing full-time in-home sales, I figured out that Tuesday nights were the most profitable night for me to do follow-ups. And so I would schedule, I'm doing follow-ups on Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 6:30. You can schedule me to, I'll run a lead. You can schedule me after 6:30, or I'll go to a 6:30 phone call. But from 5:30 to 6:30 is where I made the bulk amount of my sales doing follow-up phone calls. I kept track. I used charts. This was me. Your day, your time may be a little bit different. Tuesday nights, for whatever reason, for me, killed it. That's what I did. So people would say, hey, I need you to run an appointment at 5:30 on a Tuesday. I'd say, no. Nope, it's in my schedule. I don't run appointments between 5:30 and 6:30 on Tuesday. Okay? So I'm going to let you in on a little bit more of my life. I hate working on Friday nights. I don't like working on a Friday night. If I'm speaking at an event, I'll work on a Friday night. But like, if you want me to run a sales call, it's not my favorite time to work. So I would tell people no. They'd say, hey, Scott, we want you to run a lead. I'd be like, I don't work on Friday nights. Well, we really need you to. They would guilt trip me. Nope, not doing it. Hey, you're going to get a call from the manager. I'm going to say, that's fine. My phone's on airplane mode. I take Friday nights off. It's in my schedule. I don't do it. Well, somebody else couldn't make it. They called in sick, or somebody else couldn't make it. Their appointment ran long. Well, their appointment ran long because they didn't want to take the call either. Don't throw this on me. That's their problem. That's your problem. It's not mine, right? I don't work on Friday night, so I would tell people no. Now, here's the other thing. I found doing in-home sales, and this is just me personally, this is my belief, that after 11 o'clock on a Saturday or after 11 o'clock on a Sunday, people got other things to do. And unless it was an emergency, it was 110 degrees in Sacramento or 20 or 30 degrees during the wintertime, and their air conditioner was not working or their furnace wasn't working, there was no reason for me to be on a call because people would tell me, well, you know, Scott, I've got a lot of stuff going on today. I've got a soccer game. You know, it wasn't important to them. So I would say no to afternoon appointments on a weekend unless their heating and air equipment was not working. So use statistics to your advantage. Start using these things to your advantage and know when you're good and know when you're bad on a sales call and start saying no to those appointments. Because I would get so mad after leaving an appointment on a Saturday afternoon where the people had no reason. I mean, I would have to try to sell them a reason to talk to me. I'm like, this isn't a qualified lead at this point. I'm not going to run this lead. So I stopped running them. I started saying no. And this may be me only. I'm not saying this is a you thing. These are my particular weirdnesses, and these are my things that I live through, and these are the things that I do to help set up my schedule so I can tell people no so I could be more effective. When you tell people no, when you take control of your schedule, you will be way more effective and way more profitable. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.